WTMA。
Welcome, 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 my fellow Charlestonians, citizens of the Lowcountry, those who serve in uniform to protect the red, white, and blue, and those who serve in local uniform, sworn to protect the innocent citizens of the Lowcountry. And then there's me. This is Radio Free Rocky D and News Talk 1250 WTMA. Today is WTMA's 65th anniversary. You can call it a birthday if you want, but it's really an anniversary because as the station goes along in years, it doesn't really get older. It somehow stays current every minute of the day, because if it's news, if it's happening now, it'll be on WTMA. If it's outside your window, everything from speed bumps to tax increases, it'll be on WTMA. 65 years from now, when we're 130 years old, Dan Moon will be on WTMA. And he's sitting right next to me right now.
Oh, Lord.
Also, I want to tell people to come on down. We've got ice cream cake from Cold Stone Creamery, and Kristen brought that by. We also got birthday cake here, and we have people here singing happy birthday all over. We've got you can enter to win a Kenny Rogers Fly Away to Vegas. I'll be flying out there with you. It'll be from September 30th to October 3rd. Two tickets, round trip to Vegas. Three nights at the Las Vegas Hilton. Tickets to the show with Kenny Rogers. And you get to go gamble with the gambler.
Wait a minute. How come you get to fly out there?
Well, actually, I'm learning to fly. By that time, I'll have my license. And we're going to, yeah.
Well, Keith.
You get a get out of jail free card?
If you go out to Las Vegas.
You get a get out of jail free card?
Well, we're working on that. That's a trade deal. That's a trade. We'll be doing that too.
Hey, don't worry about it, Keith. What happens out there stays out there.
Don't worry about it.
I saw the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want those ladies in a limo. What happens out there stays in a limo.
That's right.
I'm guessing. What?
Hey, Rocky.
What? Yes, ma'am.
We've got Bill Evanson.
Bill Evanson is on the phone, man.
Sorry about that. Yeah, he just dropped in.
Yeah, and we're going to be also, you know, when you know, obviously, if the current things happen, I got a message. I'm throwing out a message. I'm going to do it right now. You know, Chip Campson's going to be on here, Senate District 43. That's the big race, right?
Yep.
John Kuhn has been throwing some bombs, and he's the current Senate seat holder. And Chip Campson will do the debate on Friday, the debate on our show, this show, Radio Free Rocky D, Friday, from the studio. If John Kuhn comes in and signs this clean campaign pledge, which I have it in front of me. So, John, if you're in the area, come into the mall, and you'll have some. I'll give you some ice cream and a pizza.
I'm just looking over the pledge. Yeah. I pledge to run an honest and positive campaign about the issues confronting the state and District 43 throughout the remainder of the Republican primary runoff. I will not assault my opponent's character, integrity, or family. I will not mislead voters with false information.
That's my job.
Well, that's simple enough to sign.
Yeah, and it's pretty simple, and we'll have it here. So if we get them both together on this, then we'll have a debate on the air on Friday, and that'll be a big deal, and you know, people will be able to make up their mind after that. But WTMA, so John, come on in. WTMA is 65 years old today. We still have some dinners at Sbarro, ice cream from Holy Cow, cake and ice cream cake over here. It's unbelievable how much stuff we got here. And on the phone with us, who's there from the very beginning, I guess. It's Bill Evanson. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. Now, one of the things about Bill is that I noticed from the website, Bill, you were on the Amos and Andy show?
Yeah, I was on a lot of soap operas in Chicago back when I was a kid.
No, I'm from Chicago.
Pardon me?
You know, I'm from Chicago, born and raised there.
Well, and you know the area.
Oh, yeah. When they tried to put Amos and Andy back on in the 1980s just for fun, people were screaming and yelling and jumping up and down and cries of racism and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
When it really came down to, Amos and Andy was no more stranger or dumber or weirder than the Honeymooners, was it?
No, it really wasn't.
And as a matter of fact, weren't you friends with the guy who played Amos?
Yeah, I was friends with both of them, actually. One of them got me my first job in soap operas. And that was Road of Life, and that lasted for 2 years.
Bill, who were the two actors that played the played Amos and Andy on
Freeman
television?
Freeman Gadsden was the original.
Yeah.
And
was it Gosnell?
Pardon me?
What was the other guy, his last name Gosnell?
Yeah. Gadsden.
Okay.
Yeah, those were the two guys.
Bill, when did you work out of Charleston, right? You worked out of WTMA.
Yeah, I was there in the 50s.
What years were you on?
I think it was around 55. Jack Gale was the morning man.
Jack Gale.
We just talked to him.
We just had him on a little bit ago.
Well,
yeah.
I told Jack Gale often over the 50 years, he's been my opening act, no matter where we go.
So you guys have been friends for all these years. You guys still talk to each other?
Oh, well, I never talk to him, but he keeps calling me, you know.
That's the way it works. So you were the morning guy, and he was your newsman, right?
No, vice versa.
Ah, you were the newsman, he was the morning guy.
Right, yeah. I've always been in the news.
So who got the best zingers in on there?
Well,
because that's the way it worked.
He did
back then.
Because he had more time.
Okay.
You know, I was trapped in with so many minutes on, on the show.
You were on the 54, 55 years on the air?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there a while ago.
Yeah.
Where did you go after you left the WTMA?
I went with your Channel 2. It was on WSN television. I went over there as their news director.
Bill, did they have the cow over there, Susie, when you were with her? Susie Q?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
You remember that?
Yeah. The elephant.
The elephant. Elephant. I mean the elephant, yeah.
Yeah, they had that. He used to throw up. He'd run and get away, break the chain, go across that highway. There was a big gas station over there, and he'd throw the big oil cans all over the place.
You did the news. The big story these days is always about the ungodly property taxes people pay here. And, of course, you have the school board going nuts here every other week. I mean, you know, we have a horrible school system here. Everybody's worried about how to fix it. And what were the big stories going on back then? What was the big everyday beef going on?
Well, the thing is, we covered the news. We covered a lot of the crime scene. We covered a lot of the frauds, scandals, fires, plane crashes, you name it. We went after the stuff that you wouldn't get, for example, in the news and Courier immediately.
Well, and, that hasn't changed.
We did a lot of
nothing's changed, yeah. Same
yeah, way. Right.
Yeah, nothing's changed at all.
Yeah,
we
but
did a lot of we did a little lot of radio documentaries too.
Which studio did you operate out of now? Dock Street?
Yeah, right. Where the Dock Street Theater was.
Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
How in the world did you find a parking spot by the Dock Street Theater? You can't now.
Well, actually, I used to have to get there around 4:30 in the morning, and I had a cab bring me in.
Well, that wouldn't work either now.
And you know what you pay for a cab nowadays? Well, how far did you have to travel in, Bill?
Well, I had a home up there and right the other side of the Citadel.
Oh, well, you went far away then.
No.
Close by. Yeah, okay. Well, the cab didn't cost you too much in those days, I guess.
Not much, and I had a working arrangement. The guy used to come in and bang on the window, so I'd wake up, and I'd struggle and get in the cab, and away we'd go.
Have you been to the WTMA memory site? I gave you the website there.
I haven't yet.
Some great pictures on here, and you're mentioned in there. And also, by the way, I thought I'd tell you, you were talking about the airport and the plane crashes and things you covered.
Right.
I just want to let you know it's $8 a day to park at the airport now.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Probably was free back then.
Oh, boy. Well, it's changed.
Well, when you were on there doing the news, what kind of tunes were they playing back then? Do you remember?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. We had to... I really don't know. Jack could fill you in on that right up to the nth degree.
Oh, he was talking all about it. Now, you went on to do some television shows
in the beginning.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
You ran into, drunken clowns and kid hating.
Oh, yeah.
Talk show, kid shows. And
right. Well, when I left there, of course, Jack and I then worked in Baltimore for a while, too. And then I left the Baltimore station and went with a network. And then I got involved with the old Perry Como show and a lot of up top shows.
What'd you do? Sing backup for Perry, Bill?
No. No, actually, I was doing some of the directing for it.
Tell me about the TV evangelist that was doing secret bookie numbers on the.
Well, that was Aaron Charleston.
Okay, who was it?
I forget the guy's name, but he had a whole chorus with him, and his wife was on it. And he used to give the every Sunday, and he would give the we're going to sing hymn 97 on pages 42 and 35 and episode 610, and he'd give all these numbers out. And then we found out that he was a selling numbers and doing a number bit.
And
that was
his
way of getting it across.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
And I had a guy on one time, one of the first jobs you get in television is you produce or direct a religious show. And I had a guy on one day, on Sunday, and they gave me one camera. And the guy, it was a hot day, the lights were murder. Yeah. He would look down, then he'd look up, and his right eye would be going straight up in the air. The next time, he'd be going straight over to the left. It turned out he had a glass eye.
Oh, no.
And the perspiration would make it spin.
What?
Yeah, I only had one camera, and I couldn't do anything about it. But anyhow, we had a lot of fun in Charleston. We had a tremendous time there. And Jack and I loved it.
Bill, that reminds me old Channel 2 television. You mentioned WUSN Channel 2.
Right.
I worked over there, too, as news director many, many years ago. And we had a cameraman who's now deceased. I won't mention his name because his family may still live around here. But this was a guy who was a big guy. He was very much overweight. And he had this sleep disease, sleep apnea.
Oh, narcolepsy, whatever you call it.
And he was a cameraman. This was the old black and white cameras, those big monstrous black and white cameras.
Ones.
Yeah, the big ones. And he would be holding the handle behind the camera, trained on me doing the news.
Yeah.
And I looked up one night, and the lens on the camera is starting to point toward the ceiling. And what he had fallen asleep with his elbow on the the camera handle, and as his body became to rest on the handle, the front of the camera, the lens started going there. So I stood up, but I could only stand up so high. Till finally, it just went a shot of the ceiling. You know, that was it. You know, so I had to run around, get the guy off the camera and take it over.
That still happens today, by the way.
Is Jay Mullen still around?
Jay Mullen passed away recently.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. I'm almost positive. Yeah, I read he did. I knew Jay for many, many years. How'd you know Jay?
Jay and I worked for a while together at TMA.
Yeah, okay. He was at TMA for a while.
Yeah.
You one of the guys, Bill, used to grab the microphone back there in the late 50s and run out in the street with the hat with the word press on the front and all that and with the papers chasing behind you? That's the vision I get of a 1950s news reporter.
No,
what you
we
see,
didn't do
what
that.
You see in the Flying Saucer movies, you know?
Yeah, no, we really didn't do that. But I'll tell you a funny story about Jay Mullen.
Yeah?
Jay Mullen was a very good actor.
I heard that.
He did an awful lot of character roles and accents. And there was a guy by the name of Bill Otis. And I think it was during the Korean War. He was an AP photographer, or writer, rather. And he had been taken prisoner. And he was, I guess, in prison for about a year. And he escaped. So when he got back in the States, he wrote a series of articles of the Bill Otis story. And it was run on Thursday nights on the AP wire, and, it was a very interesting topic. So I said to Jay one time, I said, listen, you do all these accents. Why write this stuff into a script form? And we'll do this as a series, 8-week series.
Yeah, what do you say?
And he said, great. So I wrote the thing, and we would record it. He did all the accents, and he did the guards that were questioning and interrogating him, and, we did the whole story. And we had a sponsor. I think it was the furniture store down there.
Sonny Goldberg was.
Sonny Goldberg, yeah.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah, we had Sonny's company, Goldberg.
The old King Street singer, you
talking. That's it.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, Jack was.
And he said
before.
He would do it for 8 weeks. And everything was going fine, and we built up quite an audience. Everybody was interested in. Well, come the Wednesday, used to come in on Thursday, rather, and then we would do it on Friday. I went in the newsroom on Thursday. I looked around, and there was no 8th episode.
Yeah.
And what had happened, the damn people, they'd gone on strike, union strike. So we never did get the 8th episode, the ending of the story.
Jay was quite a character.
Hang on, guys. We got to take a break here before Donna gets on the mic and yells at me.
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang on, Bill. This is Radio Free Rocky D. It's the 65th anniversary of WTMA. Dan Moon is sitting right next to me. Bill Evenson's on the phone. And here's Donna Darling with the WTMA First Traffic.
800-507-4413.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity inviting you to join me this evening, 6 till 8, following Radio Free Rocky D, right here on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Now here's more Radio Free Rocky D.
I found an FM. I might be.
We're on.
Oh, we're on.
Hello, we're on.
Hi. That probably came over the air, didn't it? I was giving advice on how to get and keep a woman. I figured it out.
No.
Yeah, I did. I figured it out.
We've got to get that out of the show.
Yeah, if you're my age, you want to get a nice young girlfriend, what you got to do is find a gal who doesn't have her own washing machine in her house, and then you have one.
That'll do.
See?
That does it.
So you become a. I became a technical convenience.
Plan.
Yeah, I'm a technical convenience. You know, come on over, honey. Wash your clothes. Wash all of them. 556-1250 star 1250 or toll free 800-737-1250. It's the 65th anniversary of WTMA, and Dan Moon is here with us in person here, and we couldn't do this without Dan Moon, and Bill Evenson's on the phone with you. Still with us, Bill?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I want to ask Dan something, Bill, and this will be for your edification, too. Thing is that for WTMA for the longest time was known as a contemporary music station, a rock station, you know what I mean? Rock and roll. Keith Nichols was here, rock and roll with his long hair from the 70s.
Bill, after you guys left, shortly thereafter, back in the early 60s and on into the mid and late 60s, TMA became Tiger Radio, the mighty TMA, Top 40 Radio. And people call that the heyday of TMA. I don't know whether it really was or not. It may have been back when you guys were there. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of history associated with this radio station. I was just telling Rocky, AM radio almost died for a long time when FM came in. And the saving grace, I think, for AM radio was talk radio. If it hadn't been for talk radio, I don't think the AM band would have been saved, or it would have taken a lot more time to do it, I think. But talk radio was a savior, and when I got into talk radio, it was 1989, and I didn't believe in it. I said, it's not going to work. But in 89, we switched TMA, June 1st of 89, we switched it over to a talk format. And then we had a thing called Hurricane Hugo, Rocky, come through in September of 89.
Yeah.
Devastated the Lowcountry. I mean, just tore us apart. And for weeks and weeks and weeks, no electricity. And there was TMA to serve the public. I think TMA as a talk station would have made it. But because of a hurricane rumbling through and most of our competition being knocked off the air, we made it. And it was an instant rating getter, so to speak.
Sure.
And then about a year or so later, we had the Persian Gulf War come along.
Yeah,
Gulf War I.
Right.
And everybody was eager for the updates every day from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and all the latest Scud missile attacks. And they wanted to know what was going on. And so they were tuning into TMA. But those two incidents right there really put it on the map, and it's just gone crazy ever since then.
And then, of course, 10 years later, first of all, Rush Limbaugh began to do his thing on talk radio, and people said it wouldn't. And I often said way back when, that, you know, every AM station out there ought to give Rush Limbaugh a dollar and a Christmas card.
Well, he started in 88, and we put the last part of 88, and we put TMA Talk Radio on the air in June of 89. And so he was still young, too, so he's kind of grown with it. And, of course, Limbaugh's he's still on the air and still going strong, too.
Bill?
Yeah. And you what now, Bill?
What'd you say, Bill?
I said that's a good history.
Yeah, the thing is that... And then, when I was on here in Tampa in 1999, I was down there, you were up here.
Right. Yeah, that's
they
right.
They kept telling me, stop scaring people saying we're going to get attacked by terrorists. That's what they were saying to me down there. Because we were talking about the 1994 basement hit of the World Trade Center. I actually have a videotape of me looking up at the thing going, wow, what a target.
Right.
Never thought in the world this would happen. And when things happen like that, I'm not saying that disaster is talk radio's best friend, but you know what? When things go bad, now people turn on the AM band and look for someone in the community to talk to them.
That's right.
That's what they did.
One of the things I did for about 10 years, a little over 10 years, I had 11 o'clock show, 11 p.m., for the network out of Washington. And I was covering the White House for 10 years. And all these catastrophes that took place in one thing and another fed whatever we were writing about. And it was just around the country. Everybody was... They go to radio for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I want to thank you for talking to us. We got to go into news here.
No problem.
And we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you another time. And I got your number on file, so you can't hide from me now.
Okay. Happy anniversary to 65 of your TMA listeners.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care.
We'll see you now. Hey, Dan, thanks for coming in.
Last time, I was glad to do it, Rocky.
We couldn't do the 65th without you.
Well, you know, still going strong, just on another station, but still going strong. And I love talk radio, and I do have an affinity for this station here too, my friend. I sure do.
Anytime you'll come back, let me know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
That boss is over there looking at me. He's like, forget it. I'll eat pizza and ignore him that he ever said that.
Well, I'm just glad I'm able to still do radio. I don't know what I do without radio. I don't know what I do without it. You know, this business is infectious. It must be. I've been doing it for 50 years.
Well, I'm kind of infectious, and you're sitting next to me, so.
Come on, get out
of here.
Thanks
for coming in, Dan. All
glad
right.
to do it, my friend.
All right, the 65th. 65th birthday and/or anniversary. I almost said wedding anniversary for WTMA is today. It's kind of like me and Mary did a business, isn't it? This is News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Keeping the Lowcountry informed for 65 years.
WTMA Talk Radio 1250.
From Communications Exchange, WTMA.
Where the facts come first and fast at half past.
COMEX News!
News Talk 1250 WTMA News Time is 5:33. I'm Mark Gabriel.